Canto 5, Section 3, Number 45. This huge world unintelligibly turns in the shadow of amused inconscience. It hides a key to inner meanings missed. It locks in our hearts a voice we cannot hear, an enigmatic labor of the spirit, an exact machine of which none knows the use, an art and ingenuity without sense. This minute, elaborate, orchestrated life forever plays its motiveless symphonies. The mind learns and knows not, turning its back to truth. It studies surface laws by surface thought. Life's steps surveys and nature's process sees, not seeing for what she acts or why we live. It marks her tireless care of just device, her patient intricacy of fine detail, the ingenious spirit's brave inventive plan. In her great futile mass of endless works, adds purposeful figures to her purposeless sum. Its gabled stories piles its climbing roofs on the close carved foundations she has laid, imagined citadels reared in mythic air, or mounts a stair of dream to a mystic moon. Transient creations point and hit the sky. A world conjectures scheme is labored out on the dim floor of mind's incertitude, or painfully built a fragmentary whole. Impenetrable, a mystery recondite, is the vast plan of which we are a part. Its harmonies are discords to our view, because we know not the great theme they serve. Inscrutable work the cosmic agencies. Only the fringe of a wide surge we see. Our instruments have not that greater light. Our will tunes not with the eternal will. Our heart's sight is too blind and passionate. Impotent to share in nature's mystic tract, inept to feel the pulse and core of things, our reason cannot sound life's mighty sea, and only counts its waves and scans its foam. It knows not whence these motions touch and pass. It sees not whither sweeps the hurrying flood. Only it strives to canalize its powers and hopes to turn its course to human ends. But all its means come from the inconscience store. Unseen here act dim huge world energies, and only trickles and currents are our share. Our mind lives far off from the authentic light, catching at little fragments of the truth in a small corner of infinity. Our lives are inlets of an ocean's force. Our conscious movements have sealed origins, but with those shadowy seats no converse hold, no understanding binds our comrade parts. Our acts emerge from a crypt our minds ignore. Our deepest depths are ignorant of themselves. Even our body is a mystery shop, as our earth's roots lurk screened below our earth, so lie unseen our roots of mind and life. Our springs are kept close, hid beneath within. Our souls are moved by powers behind the wall. In the subterranean reaches of the spirit, a prescience acts and recks not what it means. Using unthinking monitors and scribes, it is the cause of what we think and feel. the troglodytes of the subconscious mind, ill-trained, slow-stammering interpreters, only of their small tasks, routine aware, and busy with their record in our cells, concealed in the subliminal secrecies, mid an obscure occult machinery, capture the mystic Morse whose measured lilt transmits the messages of the cosmic force. A whisper falls into life's inner ear and echoes from the dun subconscient caves. Speech leaps, thought quivers, the heart vibrates, the will answers, and tissue and nerve obey the call. Our lives translate these subtle intimacies. All is the commerce of a secret power. A thinking puppet is the mind of life. Its choice is the work of elemental strengths that know not their own birth and end and cause, and glimpse not the immense intent they serve. In this nether life of man, drab-hued and dull, yet filled with poignant, small, ignoble things, the conscious doll is pushed 100 ways, and feels the push but not the hands that drive. For none can see the masked, ironic troop, to whom our figure selves are myriads, our deeds, unwitting movements in their grasp, our passionate strife in entertainment seen. Ignorant themselves of their own fount of strength, they play their part in the enormous whole. Agents of darkness imitating light, spirits obscure and moving things obscure. Unwillingly they serve a mightier power. Ananka's engines organizing chants, channels perverse of a stupendous will, tools of the unknown who use us as their tools, invested with power in nature's nether state. Into the actions mortals think their own, they bring the incoherences of fate, or make a doom of time's slipshod caprice, and toss the lives of men from hand to hand in an inconsequent and devious game. Against all higher truth their stuff rebels, only to tighten force their will lies prone. Inordinate their hold on human hearts, in all our nature's turns they intervene. Insignificant architects of low-built lives, and engineers of interest and desire, out of crude earthliness and muddy thrills and coarse reactions of material nerve, they build our huddled structures of self-will and the ill-lighted mansions of our thought, or with the ego's factories and marts surround the beautiful temple of the soul. Artists minute of the hues of littleness, they set the mosaic of life's comedy, or plan the trivial tragedy of our days, arrange the deed, combine the circumstance, and the fantasia of the mood's costume. These unwise prompters of man's ignorant heart, and tutors of his stumbling speech and will, movers of petty wraths and lusts and hates, and changeful thoughts and shallow emotions starts. These slight illusion makers with their masks, painters of the decor of a dull-hued stage, and nimble scene shifters of the human play, ever are busy with this ill-lit scene. Ourselves incapable to build our fate, only as actors speak and strut our parts, until the piece is done and we pass off into a brighter time in subtler space. Thus they inflict the little pygmy law and curb the mounting slow uprise of man. Then his too scanty walk with death they close.